Hey, did you hear Chris Collinsworth prior to Joe Buck? He was actually laughing about it.
Yeah, he was chuckling.
Yeah, about it. Now we're talking about the Randy Moss thing again and the extreme overreaction of Joe Buck.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right. Chris Collinsworth says, hey, he's mooting the fans. And that's when Joe Buck goes into his holier-than-thou thing. And I noticed that carried over even to the ESPN show last night, where Stuart Scott said, and there's Randy Moss, who did something so disgusting we can't show it on TV.
But here's the deal. I mean, be consistent. I mean, if you're gonna outlaw the whole thing about taunting and stuff, I mean, I think it's gotten completely out of line anyway, as far as sportsmanship. But if you're gonna, what was the big deal? I mean, he was doing the fake move, and everybody's allowed to do their own thing.
I understand Jennifer Aniston did the same thing to Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but it was a fake moon, or was it real?
Hello, Don and Mike show. No, it was real. It was real, and he said, that ass is why I'm dumping you.
Oh! Oh!
Hello.
Oh, no.
Hello there.
Go ahead, sir.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, hold on just a second. Oh, Beth Ann doesn't have the guy that was just staring at us from the window.
That's too bad. Maybe it's a new sales guy.
Guy escaped?
We'll meet later.
What was that Wally Cox guy, Mr.?
Mr. Peepers.
Mr. Peepers.
Mr. Peepers.
Mr. Peepers there? Yes, hello.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike, how are you?
Thank you for patiently waiting. What may we do for you?
Well, you know, I live out here in Vegas, and I got something interesting about this Brad Pitt and Jolie thing.
Lay it on us.
Yes.
Norm Clark, the entertainment reporter for the RJ out here, reported that they were out in Southern California refilming some stuff for their upcoming movie, and they both stayed in the Ramada Inn in Victorville, California.
Wait a minute. They're doing a movie together?
Oh, yes. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are, yes. Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie. I thought he was saying Jennifer Aniston.
Part of the story is that, I guess, for the sex scenes that they had for this movie, they both didn't wear the underoos that hide everything, that they were really naked.
Mm-hmm. They declined it. They were offered flesh-colored underthings, and they declined.
Yes, because it wouldn't be true to the scene.
Right. Are you wearing yours, incidentally?
Always.
I am as well.
Three layers.
I am matching Mr. Burbank's ensemble today.
Uh-huh.
Is he going commando?
Commando. It says Buzz and I. That's another resolution for 2005.
Wow, you're ready for
no more underpants.
No more underpants and no change of jeans. No change.
What?
No change of jeans.
Wow.
Unless it's Saturday.
Taking it a little farther.
That's what I'll be doing.
Mike is ready for his love scene.
I'm ready.
Ripe and ready.
And as opposed to saying that overused expression of I feel you, it will be I smell you.
Hey, what do you want? What do you want there?
So anyway, they reported that they stayed in adjoining. They reported that they stayed in adjoining rooms, and that there was a connecting door between the rooms, and the staff of the Ramada Inn.
Hold on, I'm getting a report right now. I'm getting a report right now, sir, from RJ.
Yeah, from the RJ.
Right. The report is you suck.
The RJ.
Oh.
That's Robert Wagner's magazine.
RJ. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I won't go until I get some Mike shoving me
in the big thing. Come on.
What a dump that.
That's my guy.
All right, I hit the button. I couldn't understand what he was
saying. My finger guy.
I sing it.
Again.
Hello,
it's going to continue. You know he's going to be attached to me forever.
It spans 2 years.
Hello, you're on the air.
It's not.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
So good to have you guys back.
It is great to be back.
The PSAs, man.
The PSAs?
I don't follow.
They were playing lots of PSAs during your time off. So
I love it when you little brain listeners try to speak the language like you're in the business. are you talking about the public service announcements that run during our long commercial sets?
That would be those.
Okay, let me explain something to you, my small-brained but oh-so-loyal listener.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, are you licking yourself right now clean, the way a dog does?
Already done.
Good boy.
Okay, good.
Atta boy.
I see my dogs doing that all the time, and I want to say to them so much, you're so much smarter than that. Mm-hmm. Don't lick those paws, because your mouth has just been somewhere else.
Or are they smarter than us?
When you have a show like we do, or any talk show that runs as many goddamn commercials as ours does, when it gets to be the end of the year, there's really not a lot of clients out there that want to buy commercial time. And rather than cut the commercial load, because not a lot of people are buying commercials right now, they just keep the commercial load exactly the same, so that when business picks back up, you won't notice the fact that the breaks are longer or shorter. Thus, they are filling with public service announcements. It has nothing to do with the fact if we're here or we're gone.
Oh, I thought it was because the advertisers were clamoring for live Don and Mike, and
no,
you know.
No, so you no, object no. to the tsunami relief effort then?
Oh no, I love that.
Oh, okay.
You love the tsunami?
Now, what station are you listening on?
Hot Talk in Sacramento, KHTK.
Yeah. Oh, a Sacramento caller.
So you see, it really has nothing to do with whether we're here or not. And as a matter of fact, you'll be hearing those PSAs probably until like February.
No, no, because you'll be hearing them Monday though.
Oh yeah, okay.
A week from today.
Yeah.
How's Mike and Bunny doing?
Because we won't be here on Monday.
How's who?
Mike and Bunny.
Mike and Bunny?
Were you listening to tapes?
No, your neighbors.
You don't ask about a best of segment, sir.
Are you talking about something that we ran like over the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is this the same guy that asked about the PSAs?
It is.
Mike, did you
I hit the microphone.
With a fist?
Not the microphone's fault.
Okay. My neighbors, my ex-neighbors. Okay. Once again, little brain, you have to ask, are you ready for this? I hope you're happy.
Okay.
They're divorced.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, I'm not kidding.
Aren't you glad you brought it up now?
I feel bad. Who left who?
We should run a PSA.
I feel bad. This is a question.
Who left who, though?
Who left who? Listen to this guy. Who left who?
Like Brad and Jennifer. It was mutual.
Exactly.
We're back. We're live. Why must you torture us?
No, I don't know.
Right, why don't you hang up? Why don't you eject
okay,
right now?
It's just say eject.
Can I win something?
No.
Oh, no, no.
Just eject and hang up the phone, please.
Just a small token.
I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I would rather be in a car with all of my in-laws screaming at me to turn left to go to Aunt Judy's house than take this telephone call right now. You bastard.
So, I'm sorry.
No,
seriously.
No, stop talking. No. Say eject and hang up, please.
Okay, more Tom Gavin at 05.
Eject.
Bye. Love you guys.
Of course he does.
It's back. Now, I'd spoken a little bit before we left on a break about Canada maybe taking Sacramento's place. That is over. That is done. They're back. They're back with a vengeance,
hello.
Sacramento.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
They've recharged.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Got a question. Would you all do Mimi Rogers?
Right now, when's the last time you saw a picture of Mimi Rogers?
Oh.
Because I've seen her in some of those B movies.
She did a nude scene this last year that made top 10 nude scenes.
I probably okay. would.
And she's, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's three yeses.
Hello?
Don and Mike. Hey, guys. Doing?
Yes. We're doing great, thank you.
Wonderful. Did Frida and yourself get to play the game Cranium this year?
No, although, I want to tell you what my
memories.
Wife. What?
Happy memories.
Don, did Frida and yourself get to play anything else? Did you play the game English Grammar by any chance? That wonderful game? Did you take the time to play Craniums?
They went to the Palms for New Year's.
Did you play that game, add a word to the English language?
We're all back.
Add sentence structure that doesn't exist!
Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, I didn't tell you the game that my wife really did make everybody play on New Year's Eve, though. Last call in a second.
In the bottle?
She spent most of the day.
He's in the fist roll.
She spent most of the day really thinking about this.
Uh-huh.
And she came up with these questions that everybody had to answer. I know what it was. The game was called I Have Never.
Okay.
And if you were given a card by someone, you had to go through and find out from everybody something they've never done. And then by the time you complete this convoluted game, you compare at midnight and you win prizes and noisemakers.
Wow.
And everybody that came around and asked me, they said, are you playing I Have Never? And I said, yes. Well, what's the answer? I have never punched my wife in the face.
You put that on there?
That was mine.
Was that before or after you had the meltdown in the parking lot?
That was after. And then I told somebody, maybe it was my mother-in-law, said, what have you never... I said, I have never played a worse game.
Wow.
That's what I would have put. Amen.
Boy, was that bad. I was praying for cranium, or excuse me, as you folks would say, craniums.
Uh-huh.
I was praying for that.
Have Fred and yourself ever played craniums at the Palms?
Hello,
Donna Mike.
Hello, you're the last call.
Oh, my goodness.
Christ, do we need a last call? It's you. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I was wondering if you guys, have you noticed the governor of Maryland, his bad rug, but just not just that, but the fact.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
even Bob Ehrlich.
I saw a picture of Bob. I saw a picture of Bob Ehrlich today. And you think he's got a rug?
Oh yeah.
But
I would agree.
One thing that I noticed, it almost looks like he took paint or something and made sideburns.
Yeah, I got to check this out.
I was just watching the news. It was just on.
That's astute.
Wow. Right. Paint your bald spot.
And lady, you're the last person on the phone, Scam. And what is your name? Any idea?
Jenny.
Jenny. My Jenny.
Wee-oo.
Jenny, where are you from?
Falls Church, Virginia. I live in D.C. right now.
D.C. Metro. Good. You've got a pair of lift. Let me see. A snow package. What is this? Lift tickets, lodging for one day. Oh, thank you, Rob. Jenny, is your phone number 867-5309?
Yeah.
I should have remembered that. Are you too old to even remember that song?
No.
Sing it for me, Jenny.
876-5309.
Very good.
Okay, it was 867-5309.
Oh, you know, Jenny, I always mess that up. Oh, well.
Listen, you have got a package of two lift tickets, lodging for one night, and lessons for two at Snowshoe Mountain Resort. Go to www.snowshoe.com.
Thank you.
www.snowshoemtn.com.
Thanks a lot.
Nice package, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Or just go to veryconfusing.com.
I can see the copywriters didn't make any resolution.
Thank you. Hold on just a second. We will be back. Elvis would have been 70. When was his birthday, Robbie?
January 8th.
January 8th on Saturday. We'll celebrate the 70th birthday of Elvis.
It's like champagne.
We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
His friends say Elvis did anything to get more drugs, resorting even to self-mutilation.
He's got his foot on the examining stool, and there's a hole as big as a quarter. He was digging in his foot, and he looked at me and he said, I ought to get some good stuff with this.
The Don and Mike Show.
My man.
Expect a miracle every day on the Don and Mike Show.
Big E. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk more about Randy Moss, no matter what Jewel Buck thinks. You know, I'm cool with that. I like pretending you're pulling down your pants in front of the fans.
Well, I like it if they're going to have everybody do whatever they do.
I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
What if he had looked really the other way? No, what if he had gone the other way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
like that.
And just done the big...
Yeah.
You know. What about that?
Anything like that.
No Sacramento dancing in the end zone.
Tomorrow we'll talk to J.B., James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday about that. Plus tomorrow, you'll like this, a guy who was on Fear Factor and is suing Fear Factor because now he's sick.
Mm.
Sick in the head.
Is he sick because of something he ate?
And a great Kathy Lee Gifford, the Kathy C. Gifford article. You know, these things don't happen as often as they used to.
No, because she's not in the public eye.
But
I mean,
she's producing a Broadway show.
Wonderful.
And when we were on a break, we got a copy of an article. That's great. And tomorrow, Cash Money, okay? Donnie's Naked Cruelty, all of that and more tomorrow. Yeah, we always do an Elvis is still dead show.
All right.
And we always do an Elvis birthday show. We are not doing the Elvis birthday show this year.
Wow.
Well, frankly, because his birthday was just 3 months ago.
True.
And that's where we really shoot the Elvis wad.
Mm-hmm.
So joining us now from KellyCasanova.com is the world's only psychic Elvis impersonator.
He's a psychic and he's an Elvis impersonator.
And he's a professional wrestler.
Cool.
Here's Kenny Casanova.
Thank you very much, Momo. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
It's Kenny Casanova.
How you doing, Momo? You know, I also tried out to be a chef on Fear Factor there, but they wouldn't have me in. They didn't like my recipes.
Okay, dude. It's fine with us if you talk like that for the whole interview. As a matter of fact, I wish you would.
We require the Elvis impersonation to go on through the entire interview.
Sounds good, Momo. Sounds good to me.
How you doing, E?
Who's there?
Right. Are you one of those guys that dresses like Elvis all the time?
Only sometimes, Mama. Usually after 10 o'clock at night when all the hoochies come out, Mama.
Do you perform as the psychic Elvis impersonator? Is that what you do? What do you do, Kenny?
Yeah, Mama. Sometimes I do a little Elvis impersonating. Sometimes I do some psychic. Sometimes I do a little of both. And sometimes I take body slams in a wrestling ring.
So you're right, because he's a wrestler, too.
Right.
So, who's your clientele? Is it mainly, like, dried-up, blue-haired ladies who still love Elvis?
Sometimes I got a few of them, but sometimes football coaches come to me, Mama. They say, you know, can you tell me what's going to happen in the games?
Give us an example of a football coach that we might know that has come to you.
One that might have come to me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A football coach. They're mostly like middle school football coaches.
Middle school football. Saying like, are we going to do well, Kenny? Is that what they say?
Kind of. You know, they ask me how things are going to go. Because
there's a lot of pressure when you're coaching sixth graders.
It's very difficult, Kenny.
Well, have you ever seen some of their mothers? I'll tell you, Mama.
A lot of...
Point of note here, please not to be saying mama anymore.
Could
be a challenge. Kenny, when did you discover you were a psychic?
When did I discover I was psychic?
Please don't answer a question with a question. Your whole life,
mama.
What are some things mama
you not to say mama, please?
Oh, you did, yeah. Sorry, Daddy.
What are some things that you have, got a psychic feeling about that have come true?
Well, for one thing, I had a guy the other day that told me what he should be looking out after. He had some anxiety problems and all, and I told him definitely want to stay away from thinking about having Sue food anytime this coming week, because from personal experience, I know you don't want to have any crabs. You know what I'm saying?
All right, dude. Can you channel the soul of the, who's that guy with the kitty? Oh, Pop Warner.
Pop Warner.
Pop Warner. Are you really a psychic? Give us a prediction, Elvis.
Let me see. All right, prediction right now. I predict that somewhere within the next 24 hours, Don is...
Okay. We're going to have to get a look at this guy. I want to tell you something. You are an insult to even the worst Elvis impressionist impersonator we've ever had.
Kenny, do we sing? Yeah, do you sing, Kenny?
Well, I sing all the time. The thing is, I don't really sing any Elvis songs. I tend to sing more like Britney Spears than the Elvis spirit.
Kenny, sing a Britney Spears song for us, then.
You want me to sing one?
Yeah.
All right, I don't have any backup music, I'll see what I can do. All right.
Okay, here he is.
Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know?
All right.
But something wasn't right here. How about that, Mama, for acapella?
Look at his website. And oh, my God, why is our logo on your website?
I hooked you up, Mama.
Oh, God, he's got a link to our website on his website.
You know what I'm saying, Mama? At least I have a website. You guys just got
it. Don't say Mama. Don't say mama, please.
Are you, oh no, there we are. All right.
We're right there on the front page of his website.
Who have you wrestled, Kenny?
Like, so you know King Kong Bundy?
Yeah,
sure.
I'm more known in the wrestling world. I wrestled King Kong Bundy before, wrestled Psycho Sid, hung out with the Bushwhackers.
What can you tell us about that website? You're looking at it up close and personal, Buzz.
It's very colorful with a lot of flashing purple and pictures of Kenny with the various people along the way.
Does he look anything like Elvis?
He looks on the website more like a wrestler than he does Elvis.
Yes, I agree with that.
He looks like a big, bulky wrestler.
Kenny, do we wear a jumpsuit?
I've worn a jumpsuit in my time. Also, I've held 3 ladies' championship titles.
Ladies.
How could that be, sir?
Well, sometimes you can get a little loophole. I get an autograph signed in the right place, and I can fight a chick and steal the belt. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I got to put on a prom dress and call myself Kendra Casanova. So if they pull. Over.
When will you be wrestling next, Kenny?
Oh, we got a show on Friday out in Hudson Falls, New York.
You know all your lines?
Let's say I'm severely retarded. Let's say I'm having a birthday and I want to hire you to come over and be my psychic. What's your going rate, Kenny?
My going rate? I get anywhere from $25 up to $150, depending on how many snot-nosed little turd burglars I have to deal with.
All right, so that's a very... reasonable rate.
It says here he does stand-up comedy as well.
Do you? Oh. Could we hear some of that, Kenny?
I don't know how blue your station can be.
Not so much.
I'll ride the dump button. Go ahead.
You're going to be dumping on me, Mama.
Yeah. Please don't say Mama.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, Daddy. All right. Let me see here. What about corporate mind tricks? That's corporate Jedi mind tricks is one of the stand-up comedy routines I talk about. Like, I got a problem with corporations today. There's a lot of them out there.
Hey, Kenny, have you ever seen what's the show? It's the Michael J. Fox show. No, the old one.
Family Ties.
Yeah. You remember Mark Price on that show, Skippy?
Skippy, I remember Skippy.
Yeah, he was on the show once.
He was on your show?
Yeah.
And you're making fun of my website?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think we're making fun of the website at all.
Fun being made.
We're publicizing your website.
Oh, that is true.
What league do you wrestle with?
Yeah, answer a great question.
Well, I've ring announced for the WWF. They now call it the WWE. So you might know me from speaking there.
Now, when you ring announce, do you ever mix it up with any of the wrestlers when you're ring announcing?
Well, sometimes. They tend to not like that very much, though.
And how long ago was that, that you were with that organization?
Excellent question.
Say, like, 1994?
Mm, uh-huh. 10 years.
Time ago.
Okay, yeah. Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny. Dude. Hold on. We're going to take a quick break. Our producer needs to talk to you.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, a second.
All right, very good.
Hello, this is Beth Ann. This is Beth Ann. I'm doing okay. I was just talking to the guys. They're in commercial now. They're really not buying this Elvis shtick. Can you just talk in your regular voice? Because they're about 30 seconds away from unloading on you. Unloading their personalities on you.
Right.
I don't want to say I'm a battered woman, but they mentally and physically, well, not always physically, but at least verbally, they abuse me constantly, and I'm afraid they'll do the same to you. I think you're fabulous, but I think that they think you suck. Could you stop talking in that voice for a second? Just talk to me like a woman.
She's talking in a woman's voice?
Talk to me in your regular voice. Tell me, Beth Ann, I'll be normal when we go back on the show. Let me hear your normal voice, Kenny. Okay, please talk like that. Will you do it for me, for Beth Ann? Thank you. Hold on, you'll be on with Don and Mike in about 15 seconds. I saw your picture on the web. I think you're very sexy.
Yeah, there it is.
Hold on, Kenny.
What a friggin' dope. So now let's see if he talks in his real voice.
All right, here we go.
And we're back from break with Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
Kenny Casanova.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, dude? Oh, I see Beth Ann got you to drop the accent.
Yeah, I got a soft spot in my heart for women.
Ah, very good.
You really? Okay.
So how's business, Kenny?
Not bad, not bad. Yourself?
Oh, we're just getting back from a little break.
Kenny's site is KennyCasanova.com. Mm-hmm. He's a professional wrestler. He's an Elvis impersonator.
And he's a psychic.
Right. He's a psychic.
Which, list them in order. What do you like doing the best, Kenny?
I do wrestling more than the rest of them.
You're a wrestler primarily?
Yeah.
And are you still wrestling actively?
Yep, still wrestling actively, mostly on the independent circuit. You see me on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays all over the Northeast.
Okay, all right, great. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
A winning smile.
And I'm getting a note now on the instant message that Beth Ann, our producer, thinks you're a very attractive man.
I know she
does. I believe she is attracted to you.
No, she does. I call her Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann.
Hey, I bet you love politics, don't you?
Yeah,
me too. Can you hold on? Beth Ann wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hey, listen, it was really great having you on the show, Kenny.
Thanks a lot, Kenny. Good luck, Kenny.
Hold on. Hello, this is Beth Ann. Yes. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Wow.
What do you think? What do you think about stopping? Where are you located, Kenny? In Albany, New York?
Mm.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, Kenny. Hey, you stupid faggot. It's Don. Hey, fag. What are you doing? You trying to pick me up, fag? Hold on. I'm going to put you back on the air. I swear to Christ. The guy says...
Well, he thought it was Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Well, come on. It's me. I'm not a talented...
Well, nobody didn't know it was
I'm
you.
I'm not a talented mimic like you.
No, he actually bought it. He thought it was
talking
you.
Talking in my man voice.
I know. I think he thought it was Beth Ann.
He starts saying... Hey, baby.
Now, wait a minute. You don't know if he bought it. He might have thought that it was really Beth Ann.
No, well, now, are you there, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Kenny, did you or did you not know that that was Don?
I wasn't 100% sure. I thought, you know, Beth was just dropping the voice.
Yeah, okay.
Right. No, see, he's lying. Because the first thing he said is, hey, baby. I said that whenever
well,
he
maybe
said,
he was mocking you.
Oh, impossible, Mike. That's like an ant mocking a dinosaur.
You never know.
I saw a picture of Don online, and he's pretty hot. Though.
Yeah, there you go.
I bet you like food, right?
I like, huh?
I bet you like food, right?
Well, I like food.
They don't call him the Prince of Passion for nothing.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What the hell do you mean by that?
I don't know. No, you know sometimes when Rob writes a joke and it doesn't make any sense,
yeah,
and you just read it anyway?
Yeah.
I just did that.
Yeah. Ah.
You're just making conversation.
I bet you like food, dot, dot, dot. Right? Meanwhile, I read it because I think I've missed something in the conversation.
Yeah. You have to take those gambles once in a while. But
just,
thanks.
Just conversation starter. Do you like food?
Kind of.
Thanks for the help.
Hey, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. You really didn't know it was me, did you? You thought it was Beth Ann, right?
I kind of thought it was her. Your voice is a little feminine.
Would you have a chance of dating Beth Ann? Would you date Beth Ann?
Sure. Right. Prince of Passion, baby. Right.
She's got She got some new curly hair.
Yeah.
She's got a new hairdo for the new year.
Underarms or...
No, not under her arm.
Well,
we don't know.
I'm a big armpit man. I mean, that's what I look at first. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Now we're getting to... Now, if we had had this conversation...
It would have gone better.
What do you guys look at first when you look at a girl?
I'm kind of a butt man.
Yeah.
I like looking between the ears, if you got what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's... None of you are armpit men, man.
That's the biggest sexual organ on the human body. It's called the brain, my friend.
Oh.
I always check out her hair.
Brain, then, dog.
Yeah. Now we're getting down to it.
Damn, I can get down with that.
Now you're a good guest for the first time.
I thought you guys were making fun of me, like trying to make fun of my little, you know, I'm kind of business here I'm trying to run.
Right. I know.
Let's make fun of you, Kenny.
Sometimes the voices, you know, it takes a while to get on track.
Well, all right, I got you.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I'm not reading that because that makes no sense. Kenny, thank you for your time.
Kenny, okay. Good luck with that. Kenny Casanova, thank you for coming on the show.
No problem.
Kenny Casanova.
I want you to know something. You're half a fag because you just came on to me.
That's all right, though.
Yeah.
That's right. There you go. All right, KennyCasanova.com.
All right.
That's the website.
Don and Mike Freeway. Think about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Kenny. Bye-bye. Mike Freeway.
What?
Was that a gay reference?
That was.
I believe so.
That was a gay reference.
Very good.
Here's Ed, who thinks that was a famous wrestler, that we're pulling some sort of joke. Ed?
What's up, Don and Mike?
Ed, what's up?
I don't know. Being a psychic, you think you'd realize his career is over.
All right, you're piling on now.
Now see, he had what he had on the screen.
You like food?
He thought it was the... Who was it, the Honky Tonk Man?
Yes, he's a popular... Well, wrestler. Wait, here's the deal. With those wrestlers, don't they have 50 different names?
Yes, they do.
But I mean, he looked... I saw the website. He looks like a wrestler.
Yeah, he looks like The Rock. Or a Rock ripoff.
Hey, Rock.
That's gay.
I got to studying it. Actually, he doesn't. I think now, after studying all the pictures, and it isn't clear, it's a muddled website, but I think that's Kenny Casanova.
The guy on the
posing
right?
Posing with a real wrestler.
The guy
I
on
think
the right?
That guy with the funny spotted hat.
The guy on the right actually, who kind of looks like Chris Elliott?
Right, because there's Chris Elliott's gotten heavy, but yeah, and if you look through the website of the other pictures, I believe that's him, yeah. Kenny Casanova, not really looking like a wrestler at all.
He doesn't look like a wrestler at all.
No.
Let's draw the Rock remark.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The guy he's posing with looks
Rob?
Like the Rock.
Yes.
Do you enjoy food?
Yes, I do. You got to read it right.
In a world where on the radio
is funny
for delivery, one man
on your way
to bring good news to his people.
But
me.
He made it up.
Okay, I didn't sell that brilliant gem.
No, it's got to be, so I bet you like food, right? See, now I'm laughing.
That's funny. That's funny.
Well, laugh loud.
Oh, Buzz. Oh, Buzz.
Wow.
Oh, Buzz. What's your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, more boy trouble for Michael Jackson.
Right, boy toys. Okay, stay tuned, everybody, please.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Do you like food?
Professional.
This... The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Let them commit a vile act involving your face.
Kobe.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to you by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Viramax, number one because it really works. Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Viramax. Doctors, retailers, nationwide, 1-888 try VMAX. I noticed, before we get to Buzz, I know we're running so late today, I don't have time for this crap. The station, WJFK, our home station here in D.C., right before the holidays, yeah, let's hear it for WJFK.
Give them a nice round of applause.
Hey. Everybody. Tavares. They had a food drive,
yeah.
A stuff a truck.
Yes.
And this was before the holidays. I think it was on December 17th.
Right. So unfortunate families could eat over the holidays.
Yeah. Anybody notice the bags of food that are still
sitting
in the lobby?
Yeah, why are there bags of food out in the lobby?
Well,
does anybody know the answer to that?
Because it's WJFK.
I mean, I don't get it.
The food drive ended on December 17th, and there's about 8 bags of hamburger helper and other stuff sitting out in our lobby right now.
And they, you know, that's where it'll stay unless we talk about it.
So I'm going through the lobby looking at this, and I think...
I sure am hungry.
I'll ask Ron and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they know. They were here last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to Dubs, hey, where's Ron and Fez? They won't be here for another hour.
Okay.
I said... Well, they're going to be late for the show. He said, no, on Mondays, they're not on.
Right.
Until 8 o'clock.
All right.
These are the guys that are on after us in Washington, Baltimore, and Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, now that's dumb. Why is that? Because they have the guy from the University of Maryland, the coach, Gary Williams, does a taped one-hour show.
For University of Maryland basketball.
Which is not run on this station.
Mm-hmm.
That they will run Monday night between 7 and 8.
Right.
That's dumb. That's, you know... Put Ron and Fez on at 7.
Yeah.
If you've got this show, and incidentally, great showing by Maryland over the weekend. I think they only lost by 30 to UNC.
It'll be an interesting show.
Yeah. you know, that's so dumb. Ron and Fez are like the only other good show on the station.
Right.
So you're going to take them off to run a basketball show, and I guarantee at 7 o'clock it'll be the sound of radio dials changing off 106.7 all over the metro area.
Well, I don't care whether that happens or not, but it's still going to be that food in the lobby.
Mm-hmm. And
nothing's going to change that.
And my thought, well, I can help you in two regards here.
Yeah.
First, take this dumb basketball show. Excuse me. You know, I'm sure it's a great dumb basketball show.
Right.
Take this great dumb basketball show and put it on one of the 18 other hours during the day when you don't have real programming.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you run the tapes of our show over and over and over again.
Right.
Let Ron and Fez come on at 7. And then second, do something about this food.
Yes. Get it out of there and give it to the people that, you know, it was designed for.
Perhaps a nice picnic in the spring.
That's all I had. Just, this is a funny place.
It sure is.
It's a funny place.
It really is.
You come back from 3 weeks away,
mm-hmm.
there's still food in the lobby for the stuffer truck, which was on the 17th.
And then I say... It's food again, though. There's food again.
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
Funny food.
Food is funny.
Reeling its head.
I hope Ron and Fez eat some food tonight.
I hope so, too.
They've got an extra hour to eat food.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's you know, you need hamburger for it.
That's right.
I don't know. Because most of it's hamburger helper.
It would help.
I also saw a jar of sliced beets.
Oh, you did?
Mm. And you know that's someone just cleaning out a cabinet and saying, I'll never eat that.
For my money, though, if you're donating food and you donate hamburger helper... You know, the people that you're donating for, if they don't have the hamburger, it's not helpful.
Now, Mike, the hamburger goes bad unless you have a refrigerator.
I understand.
What are you
going
to do, buy a homeless guy a refrigerator? Where's he going to plug it in?
My comment would be the people that donated the hamburger helper.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like a tease.
Yeah.
Torture, really. It's really not good. I mean, canned chili, now there's a product.
You can eat that.
Can of corn, you can do that.
You put the canned food in the hamburger helper.
But listen, worst comes to worst,
uh-huh.
you could find a homeless guy somewhere, give him a box of hamburger helper, he'll eat it like cereal.
Can't find a homeless guy.
Do we know if
here.
The bags are destined for anything? Does anybody here have any idea? Does the woman that arrives at 5 o'clock in the morning have any idea? Where the food is going to go?
No.
Bethann? No.
No, she doesn't. Well, I don't know. Hold on, let me find
That's
it.
A conundrum.
I bet it ends up at Bethann's place.
Rob.
And tomorrow we'll ask her about her new curly hair.
That'd be nice.
I like it.
Hello?
Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hi, anyway.
Hi, Joe. Hey, Joe, do you know anything about the food in the lobby?
I know. I would sure like to have me some.
Well, take some of it.
Take it.
No, it's for poor people.
You're poor?
I will bring them better food.
I'm not as poor as I have been in the past.
And listen, Joe, screw them. Those homeless people had through the 17th. Just because the station didn't bring the food. Boy, did he laugh at that.
He enjoyed that. He truly enjoyed that.
Screw those homeless people.
Yeah.
I don't think that one box of hamburger helper is going to kill anybody, Joe.
And Joe, what the hell? You're a good guy. Take two. Take like the Parmesan and also take the ranch.
You know, quite honestly, I've been eyeballing are those little Campbell soups in a can that you just pop in the microwave and they're good to go.
They're handy.
Help yourself, Joe.
Take a couple. You know it's going to sit there for 3 weeks.
Stuff a truck.
That's right. It's not like the homeless people have a microwave.
True.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Never mind. We'll talk to Bethann later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hey, you looking forward to the big basketball show tonight?
What?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly. Joe. Thanks, Joe.
And we thank you.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Right. Bye-bye.
Stellar.
Stellar.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Tracy, I got groceries.
Sinful.
He said I could take all the soup I wanted.
It's sinfully good.
Somebody buy some hamburger. We're going to help it. Too lazy.
Hi there. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
This week, prosecutors may get the edge they need to convict singer Michael Jackson of child molestation. That is this week, on Wednesday specifically, is when the judge will decide whether the jury can hear the accusations made 11 years ago in a case that was settled out of court with a $20 million settlement.
Why can't they let me be?
And this you should not do. What? You should not say he's an animal.
Jackal.
You should not say he's jackal.
Jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
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 Jackson's 1993 accuser is a college graduate now, but said he too got expensive gifts and the same nicknames Jackal reportedly gave his latest accuser before the alleged seductions. This could be the edge the prosecution needs, since the family of the current accuser is a little on the flaky side.
We call as our first witness Thornton Mellon.
And then there's the matter of Jackson's prior sexual offenses, which we reported just before the holiday break. Prosecutors say there were 7 other complaints over the years. They want the jury to hear about those.
People just complain and complain and
7
complain.
7 deadly sins.
7 complaints.
Jackson's lawyers, of course, do not want the jury to hear this. They say the priors are inadmissible since Michael was never actually arrested for any of them.
Right.
Still, the word is out as the search begins at the end of this month for a jury of Michael Jackson's peers.
Where are my peers?
Also out is a report from the public documents website SmokingGun.com. It outlines new eye-opening details of previously secret court and grand jury records.
I want some special peers. I want Peter Pan peers.
One passage has Jackson telling the current accuser that boys have to pleasure themselves or, quote, they go crazy. When the accuser reports he's too drunk, Jackson is quoted as saying, I'll do it for you.
Do you like food?
The Robert Blake wife-killing trial continues, meanwhile, after...
That story we like so bad.
After opening arguments about whether the actor was or was not upset at the discovery of Bonnie Lee Bakley's
right,
dead body.
Mike's holding up the picture of Elvis. The scientists at 70, they say that Elvis will look like... this. We'll have it on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Looks to me like Robert Blake. Mike said, shemp.
Oh, man. That artist is really treading water. Brother, that's a bad photo.
Doesn't look like Elvis, though.
Don't look like him, no way.
Police say rock music producer Phil Spector admitted shooting a B-movie actress shortly after her body was found in the foyer of his mansion.
Winner!
They quote Spector as saying...
Yeah, I see fish.
Quote Spector as saying on their arrival, I didn't mean to shoot her, it was an accident. Spector also told his driver, I think I killed somebody, before changing his story to say that Lana Clarkson had committed suicide. The man who once produced for the Beatles now faces life in prison if convicted. He's still out on $1 million bail while waiting for his day in court.
You think he'll be at a wall of sound?
Do you think he's still got that hair dyed?
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a wall.
But he'll be like Robert Blake. He'll get to jail and that big Jeff Lynne afro that he's got, which, incidentally, Phil Spector's afro is about the size of Randy Moss.
Is that even real? I mean, or could it be just a wig?
Is that a wig?
I think it's a wig. He's been bald for a long time.
Is that a wig like the guy that used to stand in the
John
end zone?
Or
the John 316 guy, the clown wig?
I think that's the kind of wig it is. So that's like Halloween store wig.
Yeah.
We thought if we took a long enough vacation, the Iraqi war would be over when we got back. Over the weekend, however, the U.S. military admitted it had dropped a 500-pound bomb on the wrong house. The military says the mistake killed 5 people, but the man who owns the house says it killed 14 people, half of whom were children. 8 other Iraqis died in other skirmishes over the weekend, bringing to over 100,000 the number killed so far.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No!
The U.S. military quickly released a statement that reads, Multinational Force Iraq deeply regrets the loss of possibly innocent lives.
The United States military thanks you.
The excitement over the upcoming election.
Give that soldier a contract.
Hot damn, we're winning mines.
The excitement over the upcoming election, meanwhile, continues in an area affectionately known as the Triangle of Death. In the president's home state of Texas, some of the state's homeland security money has been spent to buy a trailer to haul lawnmowers. To lawnmower races.
Yeah.
That story.
I smell fish.
When we come back.
There we go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
1-800-863-WORD.
It's a new year, and you know what that means. It's time to exchange gifts and begin taking off the extra pounds gained from all those holiday meals.
But it's also time to reconnect with friends, and if you've got a vehicle with OnStar, you can keep up with everyone with OnStar Personal Calling.
Buzz, thanks for playing along.
You're welcome.
I mean, you don't hear this, but when Mike and I are reading this, Buzz nods as if we are saying the gospel.
In agreement.
And of course we are.
We are.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation lets the whole family wish Grandma happy holidays from inside your vehicle, even though the holidays are over. No
Buzz,
need to change the
I
topic.
Agree. It's so easy to use. When you want to make a call, you just call out the number or the pre-programmed name tag, like call home, call Mike to read the rest of this commercial. Mike.
And, of course, in addition to OnStar Personal Calling, OnStar also gives you the security of knowing that someone's there for you when you need them. And if you ever get into collision, OnStar will make sure you're okay and contact emergency services.
Call Dirty help. Word. Go to OnStar.com.
Right. John and Mike Show. WKFK.
Oh, hi.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Granny. Ah, the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, Granny.
Granny.
Hello.
Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So, as I was saying, in Texas, some of the state's Homeland Security money has been spent to buy a trailer to haul lawnmowers to lawnmower races. The Lone Star State has a Texas-sized budget for Homeland Security, $600 million. So, there's plenty to cover all the graft and corruption.
That's worth it, Buzz.
One county used some of its security money to buy new equipment from a company owned by one of the county commissioners.
Hey.
It's the oldest scam in the book, but it still works. A Texas newspaper found that some of the security money had even gone toward drug investigations and the much-beloved community festivals where terrorists go to buy trinkets and knickknacks. The man who gave the legal go-ahead for the torture of prisoners at Abu Ghraib Prison is the president's choice for America's new Secretary of State. The president's brother is also a good judge of character. Florida Governor Jeb Bush is removing the man he chose to be his Secretary of Elder Affairs after the man was accused of sexual harassment. And within a week of the firing, Jeb Bush hired a former newspaper man to his staff. The writer left his newspaper a few years ago after being charged with sexual harassment.
Anybody else?
And plagiarism.
It?
Mm-hmm. This will come in handy as Lloyd Brown's been hired at $80,000 a year as the governor's speechwriter.
Sorry about that, Buzz. Anybody else? Just think it was a little creepy when we were on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
After the tsunami hit and Colin Powell went down to check out Taiwan or wherever it was,
right.
Jeb Bush was with him. Now, they said Jeb Bush went because he's the governor of Florida and they had all these hurricanes. However, the way that it was perceived, at least by me, was W couldn't go,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to send W's brother.
Sure.
Because he's like, you know, why
it's
send...
like W light, right.
Yeah, right. It's like, well, you don't get the president, but you get his brother.
Yeah, well,
shouldn't there be...
No need to send the president when it is the greatest disaster in the history of modern man.
Right. And even with that, aren't there four or five guys, I'm kidding with
in
that number,
yeah.
Say like maybe 6,000 guys between Bush and the other Bush?
Mm-hmm.
What about Cheney? What about sending him?
And I don't get the whole thing with the late response. I mean, I don't think it took anybody. I do understand one thing, and when I was reading about the tsunami, and I would go on the website to read the news every day, and you saw, and I remember coming out and saying, man, 10,000 people were killed. And I remember that the very first day.
And then it grew.
And then, but I guess, I was, you know, out of touch a little bit, but didn't we have a slightly sluggish response compared to the rest of the world, especially financially?
But now it's something like 47% of Americans have donated, and Mike...
I mean, now the private sector, and I dig what Clinton and Bush Sr. are doing.
You know what W gave?
What?
$10,000.
Did he really?
Because that's how much he cares.
Is that what he gave?
I'm not kidding. He gave $10,000.
Well, if today's brand...
So Sandra Bullock can give $1 million in there.
Well, no. You know, George W. is a public servant.
Yeah,
he
right.
doesn't make the big money that Bullock does.
No. Right, yeah. Hey, if today's brand of Republican...
$10,000 from the President of the United States.
Every bit helps.
Who's richer than Jesus. $10,000.
Well, if today's brand of Republican chief executive leaves you wanting, there is a shining star on the horizon. He's a Republican not afraid to criticize the president's policies on Iraq. He's Newt Gingrich. The former House Speaker says he's thinking about running for president in 2008. Quoting Newt...
I'll drink to that.
Quoting Newt, anything seems possible. It never hurts to maximize opportunities. But Gingrich's objectives would include, he says, defeating terrorism, to make immigration and education more patriotic, if you follow me, and to stop the driving of God from public life.
Hmm. Yeah, where do I sign up?
The password is scary.
Maybe our problems stem from the fact, and public opinion will bear this out, that the public is often wrong. We told pollsters in the summer of 65 we thought America would prevail over communism in Vietnam.
Summer of love, Buzz.
In the late 80s, we told pollsters we'd have a cure for AIDS by 2000.
Big 80s, go-go 80s, Buzz.
In the early part of 2001, most of us said we didn't think Dick Cheney's health would allow him to serve out his first term as vice president.
New millennium, Buzz.
Quoting one pollster, the American public doesn't have a good track record. They say this is good news, the experts do, in light of the poll results that show most of us don't think Iraq will be able to stabilize its new government.
We don't, Buzz, but we do love nicknames for our decades.
Yeah.
Go-go 80s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
right. What was the me generation? The 70s? 70s, right? Baby boomers.
Mm-hmm. 60s. For others, much of our troubles stem from the Fox News Channel in the minds of many. And
the gay 90s.
That era continues.
Sure.
Someone is doing something about the Fox News Channel, though. For just $8.95, you can get the new Fox Blocker. It's a device that works the same as those aimed at keeping your kids from watching porn. And just to make the project extra effective, the website selling the box says with every purchase, an email is sent to all of the Fox News Channel advertisers informing them that another citizen has just said no to Rupert Murdoch's brand of Fair and Balanced.
Hello, waste of time. Hello, waste of time.
Hey, I could not agree more.
And somebody making money off
it. Yeah, somebody is just going, hey, there's a great idea.
Show me those mooks that are spending money for that.
Why not just turn it off?
At $8, nobody loses.
Come on down to WJFK. Get a free box of Hamburger Helper. Come on.
Now,
it's in our lobby. Except it's probably bad because it's been there for 3.5 weeks now.
Oh, check the preservative. Shelf life of 2,000 years.
Hamburger Helper doesn't go bad, does
it? I don't think Hamburger Helper goes bad.
Finally,
we're dying to get where I'm grabbing one on the way out.
I wonder if Gary Williams will eat it on his show tonight. He's the sweating coach of the Maryland Terrapins.
Ah. Yeah, he used to coach American University, my alma mater.
We close with the Don and Mike Affiliate Cities update.
I just wish Ron and Fez were on tonight, that's all.
Well, they will be in time.
Yeah, well, I'll be home. I'll be watching TV then, Buzz.
Houston.
Very important now for my drive home.
Affiliate update.
As far as I'm concerned, I could just be up from 7 till 7:30 every night. Make me happy.
You'd be all set.
They'd love it.
Houston's been named fast.
Imagine that. Your work week would be what? Like 2.5 hours.
That'd be amazing.
You don't have to do the show until I get home at night.
Yeah, but you still have to be there.
Oh, we got
to
fly.
Yeah. Houston's been named the fattest city in America for the fourth time in 5 years.
Yeah.
Come on, Houston!
Houston has twice as many fast food restaurants per capita than the national average, according to Men's Fitness Magazine.
Company's coming!
Four other Texas cities made the top 25, including Austin and the Dallas suburb of Arlington. California, meanwhile, continues to get pounded with rain and snow. It was the snow that stranded an Amtrak train carrying folks from Reno to Sacramento. 19 feet of snow above 7,000 feet in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Over 200 Amtrak passengers.
You can laugh out loud, Mike.
No, that would be bad.
Over wait.
200 Amtrak passengers stranded overnight near Donner Pass. Named for a group of folks who resorted to cannibalism after getting stranded there in 1847.
How many feet of snow?
19 feet of snow above 7,000 feet.
Wow.
No word on whether or not there was a dining car. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Hey, that's it. We got to go. It is great to be back.
Yeah.
Get yourself some Hamburger Helper. And stand by for whatever's coming up next on WJFK at Live 105. And in Tampa Bay. Everybody else, DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's the official website. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. I'm talking to you.
Good day to you, sir.
And to you.
I like food.
All right, Kenny. We'll see you tomorrow.
Eat.
Food. What'd you say? One?
We meet again.
Oh.
This is Sammy Davis here just saying,
still here.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
That's good. I'm good, Ron. I'm glad Ron Fez aren't here. This is awful. This is the worst I've ever done.
It's the Don and Mike Show.